Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Metals, what it do, baby?
How you doing tonight, bruh? I am so glad to be in the co-pilot seat, dog.
Man.
Listen. I don't think they're ready for what we got in store for them. I mean, we be polite and nice, but they not ready. But before we even get to that, how you doing, bruh?
Oh, man. I'm doing great, man. It's another fine Thursday night, another edition of the Get Down with that dude. This guy, ladies and gentlemen, embodies jazz.
I'm going to tell you something. I could talk about this cat, and since we're talking jazz, I'm going to use jazz terminology. I could talk about this cat daddy for a minute and never use the same adjectives twice to describe how cool he is. Do y'all hear that? Never use the same word twice. This, ladies and gentlemen, is my man. My brother from another mother, my co-pilot, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Wolverine, a.k.a. Big Daddy Long Claws, a.k.a. Yeah, baby, it's a bid. You know what it is.
Yeah.
The reason why people know you, Van Meadows, my man.
Man, listen. This man said that he can use adjectives and never use the same one twice to describe a brother. That just means that this man has a very large vocabulary. Don't let him fool you, y'all. Don't let him fool you. But this is my brother, though.
I'd be lying, man. I'd be making up these words as I go along. I don't be reading this stuff.
Hey, man, listen. I'm excited. This is the second down of the new year. And, bro, I've been sitting over here licking my fingers. Because, ooh, baby, this Philly cheese steak that I got my hands on right now with supple onions and peppers and cheese.
Bruh.
Oof, bruh. I was almost late to starting the show, bro. I was almost late.
Bruh, let me tell you something. I saw that you got the Philly cheese steak. And because I was envious and didn't want to copy you, I went by this spot that For Real told me about. I got this double-decker Philly hamburger with what they call the works. Bruh, man. And they do chocolate shakes. And you know I love a chocolate shake,
man.
Daddy.
Oh, man.
I'm in a good place. I'm going to make sure y'all don't hear me chomping. Because when I sit next to Van, I'm chomping food. He's like, stop it. We got a show to do. So I hope y'all don't hear me. But
now,
we in Philly.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online and you desire to be a part of tonight's show, you desire to get in on this, please dial 319-527-6300 and then press 1. Please, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
You got yours? I got mine. They need to go get theirs, baby.
Hey, and a quick history lesson. Since we out here in Philly, Raw Links is based and established right out of Philly.
Created
by the CEO himself of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Listen, y'all, if you ain't got your Raw Links, make sure you hit us up. We can make sure you get some. And if you know the brother, just hit him up in his inbox and say thank you. Thank you for the platform.
Hey, Van.
What's up, bro?
This isn't for the Epiphany Radio family. This is for everybody else who might be calling in. Whoever is, what's your favorite number, Van?
My favorite.
What day is your birthday on? The day. What day?
The second. I was going to say that the two. Number two is my favorite number because of my birthday.
Okay. and mine is 17. So hold on. I got something for you, man. Work with me. Work with me now.
Bro, I'm with you. Go ahead. Lay it on the people.
My birthday is in October, so that's 10/17. Your birthday is?
4.
What
two.
Month? 4/2. Okay, check this out, Van. Whoever is the fourth caller, spit some poetry tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy them a Raw Link. All right?
Okay.
Cause we right. in Philly. We in Philly,
right.
Van. We got to do something
Philly,
for them. We
Philly.
In Philly.
You got to do something for them. You got to do something.
Whoever's the fourth caller, we got to get them a Raw Link. Okay? Compliments of Van and
good.
Jay.
Sounds all right?
Compliments
good.
of Wolverine and Batman. And whoever is the number 10 caller, same deal.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right?
Y'all heard it.
Bet to that.
Y'all heard it now.
The number 4 caller and the number 10 caller. Y'all got Raw Links coming from J-Rob, the wise son, and Poetic. Because Raw Links is a Philadelphia thing. That's about to be a
absolutely.
Global thing. So before
absolutely.
We go global, you might want to get yours now. And we want to make sure that you love what we love. And we love that you took time out to call the Get Down.
Indeed.
I'm just hyped, man. I'm just
indeed.
Hyped.
Man, phenomenal, bro. Bro, let them know. Let them know what is going on the Get Down tonight, man. Let the people know.
Okay, everybody, check this out. I'm going to need y'all to turn on one light in your house. Like we're turning down the lights in a real dope jazz club. I want y'all to put yourself in a situation where John Coltrane is about to hit the stage. Miles Davis is going to introduce Dizzy Gillespie. Mm. And Dizzy Gillespie is going to introduce Bill Lewis and Kyle Jamal, they're going to introduce a whole new other set of acts because this tonight on the Get Down, this is a Philly joint. Now, New York, we say that's a joint. But in Philly, it's a J-A-W. So this is a Philly joint that's about to go down. So please get it together. Get your Dexter Moore on. Tonight in the event page, we're doing Philly jazz sessions on jazz. It's jazz from Philly. You got to be cool
absolutely.
About it. You got to be laid
absolutely.
Back about it. And you got to be about that life. This is all cool
now,
jazz. Tell them, Van.
Now, the song that was played to bring in the show happens to have a complete instrumental version, which is what you will be spitting over tonight.
Yes.
Not that one. Lord, no, not that one. Some of y'all come
not
in
that
and be
one.
Like, not that one. Not that one. Y'all be
no,
here.
No, not that one. Not
Mike
that
the bread.
One.
We're going to bring it up just a little bit.
Bring it up a little more. You go.
Yeah. So
this
is the
like
kind
that.
Of vibe. This kind of vibe that you're gonna have tonight.
Yeah. Come on now.
So
Van.
Who went first last week? Me or you?
I want to say me, but I think it was you. But you know what? I tell you what. We're gonna play fair. We'll play fair. Heads or tails, Van. Heads, I go first.
Tails,
you go first. Heads or tails.
Tails.
You got heads.
I got tails.
You got. All right. Came up heads, buddy. Came up heads.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Came up heads.
About. Hey, listen, y'all. Philly, I know you're excited. I'm excited. But we're gonna turn down the volume a little bit. I need y'all to tone it down because the wise son is about to step to the stage and give you some Philly jazz. Go ahead and get down, bro.
Turn it down just a little bit. There you go. Melodious chords that produce melodies of meticulous mysteries and mysterious memories. I remember wonderful smoky nights filled with glasses of whiskey, sitting on a ring-stained piano that has half-smoked cigarettes smoldering on burnt brown edges. And that's when I heard him say to the lady, make that 2 ice cubes, please. Where a virtuoso, a baritone, and a quiet crowd make forgetting why the day was bad but the nights are right, while listening to legendary lyricism hypnotize the hand-holding audience that's locked into every word that's spoken in jazz notes, where that saxophone horn almost sounds as if it's speaking your personal love language in someone else's unmistakable tone, helping us to escape just for a few hours until we get to walk outside, when we come face to face with today's reality on yet another rainy night. Except this time, instead of catching a cab outside of Chris's Jazz Cafe in Philly, I heard him just say, you know what, baby, let's go back inside. Let's go back inside and enjoy the ride. And besides, I don't think Coltrane is finished yet. So say what you want to say. And how about you say we just close the joint down and let's not regret. You and me and all that jazz, we're just going to sit here and catch another set. Me and you and all that music in this city. I'm so happy to be in Philly. And that's that piece.
Man, do y'all hear this? Y'all hear this? My man said, hold on a bit. Where instead of catching a cab outside of Chris's Jazz Cafe, he says, hey, baby, you know what? I'm going back inside. And besides, I don't think Coltrane's finished yet. So what you say we just close the joint down and catch another set? Bro, come on, man. Come on.
Perfect date, bro. That's the perfect date. That is the absolute perfect date. Rainy night in Philly. The streets is empty. Listening to some of that good jazz. It's a cool night. They holding hands. And he's like, you know what? Bunk that. Let's go back inside.
That's what I'm talking about.
Close the joint down.
Bruh.
Because I got to envision where we at. And I just, and being back and forth in Philly, I could just imagine being on a date like that. And that would be the coolest thing in the world, bruh. But hey, hey.
What's up, bro?
I ain't enjoying this alone, brother. I need a favor from you.
What's that, bro? Anything?
I got this cat that plays saxophone from Hidden Beach, who are also from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And Musical Soul Child was about to get on the mic, but Questlove told me to tell you, is it possible that you can get on the mic and spit a little something?
Oh,
I gave Quest the nod, so I'm here asking you, can you get on and do a little something? And if you can,
what company?
Listen, Quest didn't believe that I knew you. And he's like, how'd you get Van Meadows into Philly? Like,
humble,
listen, bro, I know people. Music Soul Child said, no way you know Van Meadows. I said, whoa, that's poetic, cat. He said, I've been following him for a minute, but I didn't think you knew him. So if you would do me a favor and give Questlove and give Music Soul Child, some of that jazz you've been working on. Because the next stop is Baltimore, but tonight we in Philly, baby. So if you could please bless the mic and go on ahead. No, 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 Quest, move. He comes to the mic. If you could please go on ahead and get on down.
My pleasure. Acoustic behavior. I want you to feel my strings as you strum through my pain while you sing, or at least hum me in the back of your throat. My chords being played with your fingers proves you are the GOAT. Whether I choose to listen to Billie Holiday in a place called South, or be reminded of John Coltrane by instrument instead of by word of mouth, nibbling on a mouth-watering cheese steak, waiting for that new artist to emerge and break that awkwardness of exposing a soulful acoustic behavior that will soothe and groove with your neighbor in this packed jazz joint. The smell of peppers and onions that will anoint your nostrils, giving way to an intense hunger of pure flavor as you hear sounds so smooth like butter. This acoustic sound, like the essence of a garden fragrance of sound. This sound of passion can be found by organic laughter and purity of jazz all around. That's that Philly groove. See how your hips move and your fingers snap? With an energy so retro and beats so abstract, you can't help but dig this acoustic behavior twirling around in your head. And that's that piece.
See, I'm mad at him, y'all. Y'all don't understand. I'm mad at him because this cat came up with one of the dopest lines. This brother just said the sound of passion and be found by organic laughter and the purity of jazz all around. That's it. That's that Philly groove. See how your hips move? God damn. Come on now. This is what...
Yes, sir. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, if y'all don't understand how hype I get, this is a wheelhouse that I love to spit some poetry in. And we got my brother giving us some of this Philly jazz. Ladies and gentlemen, and those of you listening, if you are from Philadelphia, please stand up and snap your fingers and clap your hands for Van Meadows, because that right there, that's pure fire. That's Philly jazz. That was dope.
Thank you, good brother. Thank you, good brother. I appreciate the accolades, man. I appreciate the accolades. But listen here, you know me, I'd much rather hear from the Get Down audience about their work versus my work, because they are some of the dopest poets, listeners, people to ever grace the planet. So what do you say we go ahead and we dive right in and bring the first poet to the mic?
Listen, I'm down. Bring in the number one and let's get this jazz party started. Live from Philly, y'all, it's the Get Down. Who's first?
Absolutely. Well, properly fitting, bro, it is only right that we start the show off with a Philly native, a Philly resident, a Philly Joan. La Pearl La Negra is in the building.
What's up, y'all?
What is that?
Oh, I can't call her a Philly Joan. I gotta call her one of the infamous Philly Flybabes.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Back in the day when we used to go to the Greek picnic in Philly and have all that fun, she was there.
I was there. Bikini and all.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
Hanging out at the Gallery Mall with the little pom-poms on the back of her short socks and whatnot. Yeah.
My white kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Door knocker earrings and the whole nine.
It is.
And in Philly, see, I know y'all do it in Baltimore, and we do it in New York, but in Philly, the girls got that one leg lean, like, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I know you looking over here.
I know you see me.
They got that one leg lean. Tell me I'm lying, Pearl. Tell me I'm lying.
You ain't lying, dog.
You're not lying.
You
we still do Pearl. That.
Not at all.
What?
Yes.
And
yes.
This is when they used to wear
wow.
their braids real long. And come on now.
Yeah. Oh,
come
yeah.
on now. But I digress.
Rolls, yeah. No.
I digress. I digress.
Wow.
Let me get back in my cool mode. Where my sunglasses? Where my sunglasses?
right.
My bad, Van.
Right.
My bad.
So, you all good, bro.
My bad.
Man,
so,
you bringing back memories. Oh my goodness.
Hey. La Perla Negra, how you doing,
yeah.
girl?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm chilling.
Well, welcome to the
no
get
chilling.
Down.
Thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome to the get down. I'm one of your humble hosts, J. Rob, the wise son, and right next to me, none other, my brother from another mother, Baby's Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Say hi to the lady, Van.
Hey, La Perla Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Poetic. How you doing, Van? Hey, J. Rob.
Hey, man, listen, we getting out the way because they heard Philly heard that she was going to be in the building, and they said La Perla Negra going to be there. Oh yeah, we's in the house. You're the reason the house is packed right now.
Oh,
she's
going to
come out.
She's
really come out to support. So listen.
Well,
we need to know, are you ready to get down? Are you ready to get down?
Oh, yes. I am.
Well, go ahead, babe. Grab that mic, true Philly style, and get on down.
Thank you. Okay. This is called Dear Philly. Dear Philly. With bright lights in a big little city, your streets. And though we don't owe each other anything, they run just as deep through my heart as they do the landmarks. Like Fairmount Park, covered in lush green land from one end of your beautiful stretch to the other. And Penn's Landing and the popular Rossman Ice Rink in Dilworth Park by City Hall. Dave and Buster's is where you can take the whole family and have a ball. Now, over the years, the looks may have changed, but the fierce energy pumping through her heart still remains the same. And some may disagree, but we've got good taste, great talent, love, and great places to be. So let's start with the taste of how we got that patent on that famous Philly cheesesteak. Sure, there's lots of places that you can order them go, like Tony Luke's, any poppy store, the Clock Bar, but I highly recommend the two-footer from Pagano's. And get some delicious thin crust pizza at Mimmo's or Italiano's. Now, Rita's has the best water ice in town, but her gelatos with that custard, make you want to smile. Go someplace alone and throw down. And talent. So much talent. We got Richard Gere. I love Pretty Woman. It's a Cinderella story, you know. And speaking of princesses, how about Grace Kelly? Her elegant sense of style always stole the show. We got some awesome beats for your roots with Black Thought and Questlove. And for last, we've got Kevin Hart and Tina Fey. But rest in peace, David Brenner and Boggs Baggett. They're doing comedy from above. And I think I mentioned some poets in a piece once before you might know, such as Jill Scott, Walt Whitman, Yolanda Wisher, and Edgar Allan Poe. Ooh, I love the sounds of those jazzy vocals that scat so well, like Kenny Barron, Stan Getz, Philly Pop, Stanley Clarke, and Patti LaBelle. Now, to close the tour with some really nice places to go, you got Chris's Jazz Cafe, The Time, and that jazz club called La Rose. But there's a nice little dip I recommend you should definitely treat yourself to. It's called South, formerly known as Zanzibar Blue. As for love, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. Just know that enough of it runs through me to cover your city and mine. I'm a true Philadelphian, straight to the bone. And it's that peace.
Bruh, she took us on a tour. She took us on the Philly tour. LaPearl, my brother Mike said, tell LaPearl I said thank her for shouting out Perganos. She took us on tour, man.
She did indeed.
Oh, yeah.
All I did was close my eyes, and I'm like, oh, I know that spot. Oh, I remember that spot. Oh, yeah, I know that spot.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
She mentioned all the joints.
Yes, she did, man. Oh, my God. Gave shouts out to legends, the jazz clubs. Oh, man. Oh,
the
man,
spots to eat at. You know I'm a foodie, man. She named all the spots to eat at.
You definitely did, bro. Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, thank you, y'all.
Okay, see, I have a very selfish request.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to post that joint in the event page because I got to make sure that my brother Mike sees that.
I got you.
Yeah, that was dope. I was like, love it. Oh, man, I was loving it. I was like, I'm on a world tour, except I'm just in Philly. I love it.
Again,
now,
ladies and gentlemen.
You know that
what?
Spot that you went to when you was in Philly, yeah? That was that was the clock bar where you got your speed state from. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Look,
up the
folks,
street from
y'all
got
to understand, this is a two-foot-long Philly cheesesteak, and the bread is mad soft, piping hot. They cut it in sections, and then they like, so what you want to drink? Like, because they're like, you're not going to eat this and not have something to drink. I'm like, I need something to drink. I need three hands to hold this.
Yeah,
they are pretty big.
This sandwich,
they healthy
this
too.
Sandwich, ooh. This sandwich is worth every nickel they charge. And the line, you would think they're going for COVID testing. They have a line so much.
Yeah, man. I know what you're talking about, man. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, that sandwich got me all the way from Philly to Virginia, and I still had sandwich left.
Yep.
But enough about me.
Hey, man, the Philly cheesesteak. The Philly cheesesteak, man, is my favorite sandwich in the world. Please,
what?
Well, my girl Roxanne Shante say on her radio show, Rock the Bells, please believe it, baby. That's my favorite sandwich in the whole world. Like, for real. It doesn't matter where I go. I can look at the menu, and I always look at the menu like I'm going to get something different. Yeah, let me get a cheesesteak. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But next stop in Philly, John, Perganos. You think the clock bar was good?
Yeah,
yo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something.
See,
you need two people to finish one half of it. Actually, a quarter of it, because it's so husky.
Well,
okay?
If that's the case, I'm down, because I'm bringing more food with me this time.
I'm
bringing more wine, and I'm bringing some other desserts. So we're going to have a whole day of
that.
Hopefully we can get Van uptown so we can get him up there so we can all do this together.
Man,
but
it'll be
the Three Musketeers.
Like,
yo,
if you like cheesesteak, once you hit Pagano's, you ain't going to want no other place, I'm trying to tell you. Pagano's got that work.
One of my tax clients is an MMA fighter, and she's in Philly, and she told me if I ever came to Philly and I didn't at least say hi, she would beat me up. So
I'm going to miss you.
So yeah, I mean it's crazy. It's crazy because she was telling me that she bought a new house in Philly, and she was getting her royalties from the stuff that she did with the WWE. I was like, MMA fighter, and you did work on the WWE. Yeah, I'm going to stop by and visit. Yeah, because I can't have that kind of person looking for me. Oh, no.
Okay.
Not at all. Not at all.
I know that's right. That's what's up.
Don't be calling me next year talking about you in love with somebody from Philly that does MMA.
Nah, bro. I try not to mix business with pleasure when it comes to my tax clients. Mm-mm.
Listen. Violent women are very sexy. So you know she can fight. So
be that as
just getting in trouble on purpose and just watch her go to work and be like, you know what?
Yeah, sure.
I didn't even know you was this sexy until I saw you punch that guy in the jaw. You are so dope. I had no idea.
No.
Who knew you had a left hook?
Thank you for coming through and giving us that tour. We're about to send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor. There's some more Philly jazz being played out there. So make sure if the DJ ain't getting it right, you let him know what it is. Can you handle that for us?
Most definitely. I got you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl of La Negra coming through. Man. Now, that's how you start the show. I hear Will Smith now. That right there, that's how you start a show. That's how you start a show. Shout out to Will Smith.
That's how you come on to Get Down. Yes, sir.
Two of Philly's finest there. Two of Philly's finest. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we got our go-go brother from VA, Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
How y'all doing, man?
What's happening, brother?
The go-go brother connects. Yes.
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to get on the show, but I've been so tired driving, man. You'd be exhausted all day, all miles, man.
If you're going to be exhausted getting money, then be exhausted getting money. Because there's a lot of people who ain't getting no money that talk about I'm tired and they ain't getting no money.
Amen to that, bro.
Right about that.
Get your money up and be tired, bro, and smile.
Right. I ain't mad. Justin, I'm good. I ain't mad at my payments.
Exactly.
So, you know.
You look at your paycheck and go, yeah, God is really good to me.
Yeah. Well, I'm always a poet, though, you know.
No doubt, we know that. We know who we're talking to.
Absolutely. Hey, Rob, you bring my brother to the mic properly, bro.
I most certainly will. Hey. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, listen. Van and I are in Philly tonight.
Yeah,
we're doing Philly jazz. This is some laid-back scene. And if your piece is ready, my good go-go brother, we would love it if you would just please go on ahead and get on down.
I tell you, well, you know what? Jazz is actually the first music that I first heard when I was little because of my grandparents. So I would love I'm going to be like Duke Ellington of poetry tonight. So if you could turn the jazz so I can snap my fingers and do my poetry. Turn it up just a little bit. I want to do a freestyle to the music. Poem is called Change the Lanes. Yes. I have a load going to Philadelphia. I could be as smooth like if I was Cab Calloway. Hotty, 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 ho. I have a different type of flow. Run this show. Change the lanes like if I was Etta James singing At Last. Speaking on my half and make sure that I have a safe path. I'd rather go ahead and just keep moving from each interstate. Being the Louis Armstrong and coming real strong, so I keep driving long. Every day of my life is not nothing denied. It's not this all this pride. It's like expressing my love worldwide. You see, sometimes I see these signs and people have been warned. But while I'm being warned, I'd rather have a melody like Lena Horne. I'd rather have the perfection in my own direction. Give me a beat of solidarity to another perfection. It's so flowing and so showing, and I start growing in my words of an appetite of jazz when it start knowing to the fact, the factual, and everything is like capital. My words. It keeps moving. It keeps choosing. Give me a jazz flow like my grandpa playing grandma's skinny tune. I live for this day of jazz. I go on the blast and speaking like every word is so fun that it can never be said. I have a classic jazz tune and stuck in my memory so I can bring this history. It's all about that jazz. Man, you talking all that jazz. Oh, I got a load going to Philadelphia. Who's going to sign it for this load? Man, I'm changing lanes. That's just another thing. I got to see the whole city of Philly driving this tractor trailer. I can't show no signs of failure because the load has to be complete. But man, I got this jazz plan. Man, I'm about to go right to the stop because I'm on the clock. While the jazz keep flowing and the jazz keep increasing, the words are set. I'm an introductory, surrender my thoughts of love and jazz forever, and that's talking a lot of jazz, changing lanes. This automatic, charismatic, lyrical Lynch, 10 years in the Marlin, pipe being dry.
Bro. J-Rob, did you hear this, man? You hear this? This brother spitting all that jazz. Spitting all that jazz.
Yo, this dude never ceases to amaze me when he comes up with a topic to spit some poetry to. I, for one, can appreciate a freestyler coming through and doing what he does. And this is definitely on that same vibe. So I want to say thank you for doing that. And he tired, and he came through to do this? Yeah, yeah. This is a poet's poet, brother.
Yeah,
this is a poet's poet, brother.
Man.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know, the poetry been wanting to come out, man. It's like, you know, when I'm driving, sometimes you can have a flow while you're driving because the flow is driving you, too. It's not just you driving a truck. The flow, what's the flow driving? We all got to drive. Every time we spit our words, we just driving. We're driving words. We're driving and given a thought process. People, you know, we use metaphors. That's a drive. Everything's a drive. So to keep our poetry alive.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yes,
agreed.
Sir. Yes, sir. Well, go, brother, before you lay it down to rest, man, we're going to send you over to the dance floor, man. Get a few moves in. I don't know if the DJ's going to put on any go-go tonight because we're strictly on jazz.
I got Louis Armstrong. I see skies blue tonight. I think to myself.
Well, I'm not messing with you.
Hey, man, he can play a trumpet, can he? Louis Armstrong. That man can play a horn.
Yes, sir, bro.
I'm not messing with
Louis
this dude.
Louis Armstrong, God bless him.
God bless him.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro. Get over to that dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, our VA go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Brother came through tied and spit, bro.
I see skies are blue.
Yeah, that's your boy right there.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Here's what to do. Cause he know you, and I say to myself, he's on the get down.
Love it, man. Love it, man. Love it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, listen. So awesome, man. The next cat that's coming to the mic to talk about this Philly jazz, man. I'm so excited, man. I can't wait to hear. My good brother, y'all, C-Double 34 Music, y'all. C-Double.
Oh, Philadelphia. What's up, y'all?
What's happening, man?
Man, I got this Barry White unintentional scratchy voice because things trying to break me down, but you know. You can't break down C-Double 34 Music. How are my brothers doing?
Let them know.
Doing great, man.
Tonight's a great
doing
night,
great,
brother.
Man. Tonight is a great night.
And what makes tonight even better, you just showed up.
I came in the door. I said it before. I'll never let a mic magnetize me no more.
Invite me to rhyme. I can't hold it back. I'm looking for the line. Take
looking
it off.
Looking for the line.
Clear my throat. Oh, I'm sorry. Jazz.
See what
jazz.
I started?
We're doing jazz.
But wait. You're in the proper thought process because Rakim's auntie is a jazz impresario. And Rakim stated that he's always listening to John Coltrane.
Yeah, that's Coltrane. Coltrane. Didn't know his first name. Coltrane.
Come on now. Come on now. I'm just saying. And, bro, you gotta tag me back to that piece that you got with that whole keep it knocking, because I got something I would love to do to that, but I just need to listen to that at work. It'll put me in a different space, and I'm in a happy place when I'm listening to your music, especially that little Richard joint that you did. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Man, you still rocking that from, what, 2 years ago?
Bro, I'm still rocking Aretha Franklin from the 70s. So, yes.
That part.
Okay.
Good music don't have deadlines and date times. It says here, and we say thank you. So to you and your music, I'm saying thank you. But let me put my shades back on because – We're in a space, and I want to make sure I give it back to Van properly.
Yeah.
So Van, I got on my Black Panther hat, and I got on my sunglasses. So, baby boy, please talk to your brother.
Yes, cool.
I wear my sunglasses at night. Oh, my bad. Oh, see,
I already did that.
My good brother, welcome to the Get Down Philly Jazz Edition.
Are
you ready to get on down?
I'm going to make sure this voice is ready for it. Let's put it like that.
Well, my brother, we're going to get out the way. Spotlight is on you. The Philly crowd is looking at you, waiting to hear your gift. So go ahead and get on down.
This piece, try that again. This piece is called Poetic Armor. My wardrobe consists of poetic armor. As I consume words as body parts like Jeffrey Dahmer, my messages are iron that sharpens iron. But it never condones violence, so I won't promote that in my writings. I wield my pen just like I'm Excalibur. I don't dodge challengers, and my passengers aren't nasty girls. I don't do this for vanity because that's not my character. I break down barriers, and this is not for charity. I'm a soldier in this lyrical warfare. And sometimes there will be bloodshed across the borders. See, I'm not on an award tour as I'm waiting for my nerves to regenerate into electric relaxation to regain a relationship with me. I shut off the television that performs baptisms of programming cataclysms, attempting to entrap me in a system as a citizen that doesn't fit in, masking me and the air I breathe to where I dehydrate quick, accelerate how fast I get sick and cast me as a guinea pig foreign to your quarantine. Injection experiments to eradicate my spiritual inner self. Implementation of artificial intelligence, all to make me dumb. My faith is strong in my God, not the government who's out to punk a bit childish mentality as the population deposit fatalities. My wardrobe in this warfare isn't Mortal Kombat, it's principalities. Get over here. I be that scorpion, not the show from CBS. With that all-seeing eye, Illuminati going mob deep, causing havoc, knowing I'm a prodigy, watching me like I'm Rockwell. I rock you like a hurricane and blur your taste. This ain't all about the you in Miami trying to handle me. In my N1 shoes, this is a mixtape tour and I be a globetrotter. Dropping words down your epiglottis until they reach your medulla oblongata and have you swimming from Onondaga, baptized in Lake Minnetonka. And that's my poetic armor. And if that bothers you, I want my $2. And you'd be better off dead because I'd follow you down ski slopes in Colorado nonstop to Chicago. Don't doubt me. I'm in a Philly sound here. You gamble against me, you'll leave in a huff. See Double 34 Music running the field like Randall Cunningham as I make ladies spread eagle and ask them, you know who the I am? That's that piece.
Wee.
I know who you are. I know who you are.
You know who you be.
I know who you are.
Fire, bro. Fire, fire, fire. Jay, you
know
see
what,
that
man?
Mic? That mic is still smoking, bro.
Leave the mic in Fahrenheit and watch it smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. That part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
I know this cat's pen be talking to him on some Love Jones shit. His pen talking to him like, hey, blah, can I be your pen? I'm just trying to write this poetry again and again and again and again. And I know you don't need me, but I'm looking for a friend. Can I be your pen? This cat is nasty with it, Van. This cat is absolutely nasty with it. That was dope. I loved it.
I appreciate you both on that.
No, nah, man, we appreciate it.
Didn't know how I was going to pull that one off.
You did excellent,
hey,
man.
You did.
You did excellent, bro. Because you just came through here, left the mic smoking, gave us some crazy metaphors mixed with some jazzic troops. Hey, that's my word, y'all. That's my word. Don't y'all try claiming jazzic.
Did you just say jazzic troops?
Jazzic troops, yeah. Yeah.
I'm so mad at you right now. Just
hey, man. I make the disclaimer all the time. I'm a poet. I can twist the English language any way that I want to, and can't nobody say nothing about it. But
so
C-Double did that. C-W.
Look, I'm C-Double. Just glad you didn't. Look, I'm just glad you didn't go world-class wrecking crew, Dr. Dre, Poet, and Moet. Please don't do that.
Yeah,
bro.
What he said,
bro.
What he said.
Listen, C-Double. See, I'm gonna tell you what I listened to the other day while I was driving. I listened to No Vaseline the other day.
Lord, let's not go there. Let's not go there.
See.
Oh, and I forgot.
See, now you don't have me go listen to it. Damn, man.
I forgot how serious Ice Cube did those boys on that track. If y'all had no idea what I'm talking about, go ahead and YouTube the track No Vaseline by Ice Cube. Some of you do, some of you don't. For those of you that don't, go check it out. But C-Double, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, my good brother. We appreciate you for coming through and hanging out in the Philly Jazz Club
keep it
with
knocking.
Us tonight.
Keep it knocking. Keep it knocking, but you can't come in. Keep it knocking. I'm sorry. That is such a dope loop.
All right. So
I'm
going to have to
now.
Send
I'm
that to
now.
You again.
Yes, please, and thank you.
All right, my brother, I will.
All right, my brother.
Look, one love, one mic
love, one
to
mic.
The both of you. I'm going
one
to
love
give you
one mic,
hot toddy and tea.
There you go,
yes,
bro. There you go.
There you
C-Double go. C-Double 34 music, y'all. Man.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's keep this party going, man. Next up on the mic, y'all, is caller number 4. Welcome to the Get Down. It be
welcome
the one,
to
the only
Get Down.
Amelia T. Davis, J-Rob, tell her what she's won.
Amelia T. Davis, welcome to the Get Down. You have won
a bracelet from Raw Links, courtesy of J-Rob, the wise son, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox. Live from Philadelphia, our gift to you for being in Philly with us on the Get Down. Good evening.
Good evening, and thank y'all so very much. I accept this award with humility and appreciation.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
So
now,
Amelia T. Davis, poetical angel queen. Do you happen to have a poet? Well, first, let welcome you to Philly, where me and Van are hanging out for the evening. Do you happen to have a piece of poetry that encapsulates this whole vibe of Philly jazz this evening?
Perhaps I shall try to meet that mark. It's fresh.
Well,
ink,
then Van and I are going to step back, and we're going to let you go on ahead and get on down.
Okay, this is called John Coltrane. The jazz legend was just 40 when he died, but during his short life, he changed music forever. It was 55 years ago this year that jazz icon John Coltrane died of liver cancer on July 17, 1967. He was just 40 years old. widely considered one of the greatest musicians of the modern era. Coltrane played with greats including Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie, then went on to a groundbreaking solo career that led to some of jazz's most unforgettable albums. My Favorite Things, Blue Train, Giant Steps, Impressions, and his monumental work, A Love Supreme. If you're a jazz fan, chances are you know his music, but how much do you know about the person? Here are 12 fascinating facts. John Coltrane was born on September 23, 1926, in Hamlet, North Carolina. His father, John William Coltrane Sr., was a tailor. He also loved music and played several instruments. In December 1938, Coltrane's aunt, grandparents, and father died within a few months of each other, and he was raised by his mother and a close cousin. Coltrane played several instruments in his high school band, including alto sax, clarinet, tenor sax. His influences included Lester Young and Johnny Hodges. His first professional gig was in 1945 at the age of 19, performing in a cocktail lounge trio with piano and guitar. When he first got started, Coltrane mostly emulated old-time New Orleans musicians. Soprano sax legend Sidney Bechet was one of his heroes. Everything changed for Coltrane when he saw Charlie Parker perform live for the first time. "The first time I heard Bird play," he told Downbeat magazine, "it hit me right between the eyes." Coltrane's work with the Miles Davis Quartet led to his own musical evolution. "Miles' music gave me plenty of freedom," he later remembered, during this period. He developed the three-on-one chord approach and a method that has been dubbed sheets of sound, which had him playing multiple notes at a time. In 1960, Coltrane formed his own quartet, which included pianist McCoy Tyner and drummer Elvin Jones, bassist Jimmy Garrison. He later added the players, including Eric Dolphy and Pharoah Sanders. It was during this era that Coltrane created some of the most important albums in jazz history, such as My Favorite Things, Blue Train, Giant Steps, Africa Bass, Impressions, and A Love Supreme. Coltrane was addicted to heroin in the 1950s, quit cold turkey, and later said he heard the voice of God during his brutal withdrawal. He became a deeply religious man and believed music was a force for good. "I want to be a force for real good," he told Jazz Magazine. "In other words, I know that there are bad forces, forces that bring suffering to others and misery to the world, but I want to be the opposite force. I want to be the force which is truly for good." Coltrane was enormously popular in the United States, but his records sold almost as well internationally, especially in France, Britain, Germany, and Japan. In fact, A Love Supreme was gifted gold in Japan in 1972 after selling over 500,000 units. Near the end of his life, Coltrane endured stomach pains for several weeks, but refused to see a doctor. He entered the hospital for treatment for an inflamed liver and died just a couple of days later on July 17, 1967. His funeral was held the same week at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in New York. Performers at the service included the Albert Eiler Quartet and the Ornette Coleman Quartet. In 2007, John Coltrane was given a posthumous Pulitzer citation for his masterful improvisation, supreme musicianship, and iconic centrality to history of jazz. Coltrane was also canonized by the African Orthodox Church as St. John William Coltrane and San Francisco's St. John Coltrane Church continues to hold weekly services in his honor. Music can take us through space and time, flowing with it as our souls fly across the universe. This legend's music is extraordinary, an amazing ride through the melodies that are timeless and forever. The horn speaks to your very soul. Hearing his music is a truly exquisite experience. John Coltrane was a master of his craft and definitely a king without measure. Unfortunately, drugs were splashed across many black artists' lives that led to their death. He went cold turkey, beat the odds. Imagine the strength that it took to do that. His faith was increased greatly after the withdrawals. Interesting how the Lord speaks to us during some of our most difficult circumstances in life. His death was a loss not only to music world, but also to all of humanity. Yet he left behind a lasting impression upon humanity with his library of music. I can see the jazz clubs of old in my mind's eye as I listened to him, viewing a smoke-filled room, the close of the 40s and 50s, the alcohol flowing, the dancing. He is a magical artist bringing the past back to life into today's world. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
All right, all right. See, even the music had to stop to get that history lesson out. That's what I'm talking about. Educate the people, especially people that don't know, but they refuse to read. Nice work, Amelia. Nice work. J-Rob.
I was expecting some poetry, but because I already know Coltrane's history, I'll fade to black, and I agree with Van. It was a good history lesson. A little long, but it was a good history lesson. And Coltrane did have a Philadelphia vibe because he played in Philadelphia before coming to New York, because they were proving grounds before you hit Harlem. So his whole thing was hitting Philly, hitting Newark, New Jersey, and then coming to New York. So if you can prove yourself in Philly, then you was allowed to go to Jersey. And if you did well in Newark, New Jersey, then you were allowed to come to Harlem. Hence where he met Charlie Parker in Philadelphia. But that's a different story. That's a different history. Let's get back to some poetry. And I say thank you.
And exactly why I picked him. Because he was a Philly artist or started or at his teeth or however you want to put it. And also because of San Francisco.
Very true.
Absolutely.
Van will
Very
understand
true.
That. You may not. I don't know if you remember or not. But, yeah. I'm glad you all like the history. Typically,
thank you so
when
much.
I choose a particular artist or a person that actually lived, I want to do them justice by bringing their information And then the latter part is my poetry, but I wanted to make sure he was immortalized with his exact information.
And thank you so much for that. I really appreciate you.
And congratulations on winning the Raw Leaks caller number 4.
Yay! Thank y'all. Thank you so very much. Much love, Kings. God bless you.
One love and one mic, beloved.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. Are we ready to keep this party going? Because there's still another Raw Links up for grabs to caller number 10. Are you ready for the next artist on the mic? J-Rob, the Wise Son. He is our West Coast Go brother out of L.A. Sincere. Welcome to the Get Down, my brother.
My brother from Baltimore, my brother from New York. Blessings. Happy New Year. Blessings.
Absolutely. Blessings, brother. Happy New Year to you.
Happy
good to hear you, bro.
King, it's good to hear you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I had to come through.
Well,
for sure.
It's good to hear from you, man. How are you doing tonight?
I'm recovering. I'm recovering from the flu, and I'm alive. I lost some friends in this last week, so I'm good.
My sorry to hear that, good brother.
Thank you. I'm not gonna keep. I'm not gonna stay too long because the other people. It's called Jazz Philly Style.
Well, brother, we're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on
down. Yes, sir.
Get on
say
down.
Say, Cat
here,
Daddy.
Brother.
Say, Cat Daddy, what's going down on the vibe? There's no love in her jive. Come on, Miss Ethel Waters and Mr. Desi. Blazing notes that is still being heard today. Man, let's get inside and ride the sounds of Ethel. Southern tea, ice flow. Hope she's ready to drive us crazy. So, Cat Daddy, let's shout out to the legends who paved the way for that Philly sound effect. Jazz is intermediate towards all in between now and then of what wasn't. I am here giving love to legendary jazz funk that sent waves across the board over and over and over. She danced, doing the butt go-go swing. I am a Western side Afro-Hispanic groove theory, extra soft to what I see and say as a way to her heart. Love me some Philly jazz, stepping out of my drip. So what's the trip? Eyes, don't cry. It's just jazz. Ethel Waters, thank you so much. Ready or not, here comes the jazz from out west, from the Afro-Hispanic Caribbean soul. Jazz is her name, and Philly is the stop. I want to say thank you. That's that piece, Jazz Philly style. Sincere from Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yo, man, I'll tell you reason number 8,957 why I love this brother. Because he can come in here on the humble and then spit something that's so dope and be like, yeah, I know it wasn't my best, but I just want to make sure I came through. And it was straight fire.
Right.
Especially
Cat,
with that jazz
Cat,
in the
Cat,
background,
Cat.
Straight fire.
Yeah.
Straight fire.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know.
Yeah, not too many people talk about Ethel Waters, so we'll give her flowers.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
give
absolutely.
Yes, sir. Dynamite. This brother right
I'm
here.
I'm humble,
Jay.
Brothers.
This brother right here.
Listen,
doing
that's
great
my brother
things.
Right there.
Doing great things.
Doing
he's still
great.
Holding it together.
Listen.
Still holding it together.
Bruh, I know you're not feeling well, but if the opportunity presents itself, if you can post your latest creation on the event page so that we can share it with other people, because more people need to know the fantastic work that you're doing. Because you have been touched
that.
By God to do fantastic work, and it needs to be shared. Please.
I appreciate that, and I sure will. Most definitely.
Ashe. Thank you.
Blessings. You guys stay safe out here.
Blessings
to you, Tyree. Mm-hmm.
Same to
God
you,
bless
bro. Thank you, Coach.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Sincere, on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Whew, another go-go brother from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Via Harlem.
They're killing it tonight.
Come on,
man.
Now.
They are killing it tonight.
Loving it, man. I'm loving it, man. When you and I talked about going to Philly,
too,
this is what I was envisioning.
Me too, bro. Me too.
So,
I mean, it's such a good vibe, man. I'm trying to figure out if I'd be greedy if I ordered another cheesesteak. I mean, I ate almost 2 hours ago. So I'm just wondering, would I be greedy if I ordered another cheesesteak? I mean, I didn't order any fries. I just had the sandwich.
You didn't? Bro, you can't order cheesesteak and not get fries. Come on now. Stop playing. Stop playing.
I didn't want any, bro, because I wanted to save room in case I wanted another one.
Got to.
You know, I don't think that's bad. Before I order that cheesesteak, let's keep this party going. Let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, area code 704, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? ACO 704, yeah, I'm muted. Are you muted?
Hello?
ACO 704. North Carolina, where you at?
Okay, I heard the laughter, but who's speaking?
I heard the laugh, but who's here? You're not saying anything.
Okay.
All right. We'll put
maybe,
you back.
Maybe
in
they
the
just
view.
Want to listen, Van.
They press. They press one and got the hands up. But we'll keep the party going.
It could be a mistake. It could be a mistake.
Well, listen. We can't count that one as part of the 10. We can't count that one as part of the 10. All right.
Okay.
Because you know.
Yep.
You can't count that one. That one don't count. All right. So, next up, we're going to go to our good brother, not just a knight, not just a king, but he is definitely a sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence, what's good with you, bro?
Oh, man, you know, it's good in the hood. That's it. Good in the hood. Gentlemen,
what's
y'all get good,
sir?
All right, now, set it up.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah.
How you doing, big brother?
Yeah. Oh, you know, this is my bag, man. Smooth.
Come on now. See,
hold on. Let me get the proper atmosphere. Hold on.
Come on now. Get the atmosphere.
Let's get the proper atmosphere. There you go, brother. There you go. Now it's even smoother.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. See, you guys had me like. I know he not from Philly, but he played with some of the Philly's best. You know, when you want to go smooth, you say you get some Milt Jackson in there. You dig? And don't pick up Milt Jackson's string. Don't do that.
They not ready, bro. They not ready. They not ready.
You can put that on. And shuffle repeat, and then you can do like Boosie. I just want to breathe in your ear hole, baby.
I know that's right, bro. Hey, man, that's
come
a smooth
on now.
Line right there, baby. Baby, I just want to breathe in your ear hole. That's some smooth stuff right there, bro.
We in the wheelhouse. No. I'm digging you being here, bro. But hey, listen. First, welcome to the Get Down.
Indeed.
Live from Philly. We're in here doing this whole vibe thing, brother. And since we are in your wheelhouse, me and Van are going to take two steps to the back and let you step to the mic in front of all these good people. And we want you to get on down.
I saw the Cat Daddy today. He was so smooth. Cutting through the air with that cool cat stroll. He was clean. I mean, he was cooking. He had the men turning their heads because the women were already looking. He was whistling this tune like it was something he wrote. I decided to slide over and take some notes. I said, "Good morning, sir. How's it going today?" He said, "It's going so good, I don't want it to end. I feel like walking back so I can see where I've been." I said, "All right, it ends. But do you mind if I play that one again?" He said, "No, but I got one more. If you have time for me to lay something heavy on you before I go." I stood there shocked and amazed as I watched his words leave his mouth without making a sound. So they froze up and hit the ground. Grabbing his coffee and putting his hat back on his head, I thought, I better take these words home and thaw them out so I can find out what he said. Sir Long.
Ooh-wee.
All right, sir. Okay, sir. I see what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. What you saying?
Nice.
Got that smoothness going on over the music. Giving us that Philly type jazz poetry. I hear you, bro. This was good right here, bro. This was good, Sir Lawrence. Yes, sir.
Right on. And you know, let me tell you what's serious. That's an early piece, and it was a true story.
Really?
Wow.
I was at the little coffee bar trying to get some coffee, and this white guy was standing up there, and he was just popping, you know, and I'm looking at him. I said, "What is this dude?" You know what I'm saying? And then I said, "Hey, what's up, man?" He said, "Yeah, everything's copacetic." I'm like, "Copacetic, wait a minute." And then the rest of it went from there.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's what's up.
Okay.
That's what's up.
I can rock with that.
Yeah, he actually said that line about walking backwards. That came straight out of his mouth.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that tripped me out. I said, "Boy, look at you."
That's what's up. That's what's up.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, man.
I like that a whole lot. You're a bad boy with that pen. Stop acting like you're not. You're a bad boy with that pen.
He know it.
We appreciate it, man.
They're trying to be bashful.
No. See, I'm gonna let the cat out the bag on this next book, though. For real, though, man. For real.
My man.
Really?
It's about time. It's about time you cut loose, bro. It's about time.
Thank
you.
I just want my copy.
Yes, sir.
I just want my copy.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, good brother. We're gonna get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so you can move to some of these jazz tunes out here in Philly tonight. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love.
You say you're going to grab
brother.
one of these Philly Jones? You going to grab a Philly Jones?
Yeah.
Careful, bro.
I got to get one, man. Before I leave, I got to get one.
All right.
Come on now. We got a couple of them.
Have your way.
Have your way, baby.
Have your way. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, that is Sir Lawrence J. Rob. Are you ready for the next artist on the mic?
Come on, man. You already know I'm chomping at the bit, baby. I'm trying to keep my cool, but I'm on the get down, and it's so hard. Who do we have, brother? Who do we have?
Brother. We got the good brother, Blaze. What's good with you, Blaze?
Hold up, my man Blaze?
My man Blaze.
My brother? You
know, the one and only.
We got my brother Blaze. What's happening, brother?
What's good, broski?
Man, chilling, trying to get back on the set again. I was on a hiatus for a little bit. We all know what that was for, but, you know, I'm trying to make it back.
Hey, but you here now? You
yes,
here
sir.
Now? We got a vibe going. You're here. The vibe is right. You're here. We got Jazz in the background. You're here. We got Van Meadows. You're here. We got J-Rob the Wise Son. You're here. We got the Epiphany Radio Universe, and you're here. So it's all
That's
good.
Right.
And when it's all
right.
good, it's all right.
All right, baby.
That's what's up.
Come on now.
Hey, man, listen. Oh. Check this out, Blaze. Check this out, Blaze. Tonight, man. Tonight we in this jazz club, man, called the Get Down, Philly style. Hey, man, you ready to bless this mic, man?
I guess I can, man. I wasn't sure what to pull out of my out of the archives, but I think I found something.
Nice.
Hey, man, well, look. Hold on, Jay. Hey. Let's tone it down now. I know y'all excited. We all excited. Can we get the spotlight over here? Thank you for the fresh mic, because everybody else done messed up the other ones. So, Blaze.
Thank you.
Me and J-Rob want to get out the way, man, and let you go ahead and get on down.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Allow me to be your physical protection in time of war, for sure. You'll be bulletproof, pulling you back with gentle aggression, showing signs of affection. Why? Because I adore she. My heart becoming her scarf whenever she sticks her neck out there for me, fulfilling my duty to cover your mistakes in the comfortability of my fabric like an electric blanket. So much so that I had no choice but to leave such an imprint on your heart that anyone you entertain afterwards will have to know me in order to understand you. But they'll know that I've ingrained it. I'm here to help upgrade your face to match your destiny, my truest functionality, not to downgrade your dream to match your reality. See now, half these cats crave for your meow, because they want to be players, but they're wannabe players. The respect I like to show you in each and every way that I approach, so that they'll see how not to mishandle you. I'll be their coach. They say, what's love got to do with it? Like it doesn't cost a thing. Listen, ask Tina about Ike, telling her she better sing. Falling in love with the wrong person will cost you everything. And I need to be a friend and prayerfully so much more just to safeguard you. Because, sweetheart, with me, you'll get constructive criticism. With others, that's all they'll want to do is argue. Come let me show you how you're supposed to be treasured, not trashed. I may not be your first, but damn it, guaranteed, I'm preparing to be your last. Please flow through my bloodstream, so my heart for you doesn't necessarily have to put you on a curfew. Oh, and never be ashamed of your scars. They only exist to remind you that you are so much stronger than what tried to hurt you. In all I say and do versus anyone else, I'll impress upon you that I've already outranked them. Please be careful to know the difference in having your universe rest as opposed to just a shifting of your inner sanctum, because the latter will degrade you. While he brags about, I poked her. And ladies, be mindful to play your hand right, because reshuffling a real king will probably leave you with a real joker. We must learn not to ignore the ones that adore us while adoring the ones that ignore us. Loving the ones that hurt us and hurting the ones that love us, ultimately hugging the ones that gut us, leaving us in the gutters. We've all done wrong by our bodies and not exclusively keeping it for that God-sent person. We just, shit, I don't know, started sharing it. I mean, listen, we've got to stop putting our hearts back into the hands that have already broken it, calling ourselves and repairing it. Stop giving your software to that microchip that keeps feeding you his hard drive, leaving you with viruses. Fire lust, because your short circuit to compute nada. So I beg of you guys, please allow me to kiss your third eye while I caress your root chakra. I know you've had your hand held by someone who washed their hands of you while still quietly and secretly soap-sudding them. I'm willing to show you true love because I feel like the cruelest thing that can be done to another is to awaken someone's love without the intent of ever truly loving them. So in all of what I said, just want to ask, may I show you real love? May I show you real love? Blake, in peace.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. And this is why I kept saying, bruh, come through tonight. Please come through tonight. And I wasn't wrong, man. Our brother is a dope poet. I ain't going to curse. I was going to curse. But our brother Blaze is a dope poet. I love it. And thank you for this, bro. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. This right here, man. This right here is some good stuff, man. You started one direction and you ended it another. You know, you kind of switched gears in a piece, which was really dope. And
so,
over
you heard that, right?
Music. Yeah. And over top the music, it went well because in the beginning, it was like this melancholy sadness. And then it carried on through the end of the piece. But the end of the piece, you switched gears about love. And the close, bro, the close was everything. That's what I'm talking about.
Come on
nice
now.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
I could brag about you for a long time because I'm a fan of your pen, and I love exactly how Van put it. I love how you switched this up to give it one kind of vibe with the intro, but your outro gave it something different. So I love the piece in its entirety, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you for this.
Absolutely.
Thank you, friend. I'm glad you guys loved it. I'm glad you guys loved it. As a matter of fact, I just wrote that one today.
See?
That's what's up.
Come on. I keep telling y'all stop playing. This cat know what he's doing with a pen and a pad.
I haven't written a romantic
My man
piece.
Blaze.
I can't remember the last time I wrote a romantic piece.
It's been a minute, bro.
Yeah.
That's what's
but
up.
But like they always say, you still got it. I still got it. Or you still got it. And not only you still
Absolutely.
Got it, brother, you brought it to the get down. So
Absolutely.
You keep coming through. You keep coming
yes,
through,
sir.
Brother.
Yes,
we
sir.
Here for you. Come hell or
okay,
high water,
sir.
Me and Van are not going no place, and we are here for you. This spot right here, this is a safe heaven. Safe haven, excuse me. So whatever, you always got a home when it comes to the get down, bro. You know that. And if
yes,
you don't
sir.
Know,
you,
now you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, brother. We're going to send you over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so you can go ahead and shuffle your feet, wrap your arms around the Philly beat. Man, I must be a poet or something. Hey, man, stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother. Ladies
right,
and gentlemen,
bro,
on his way. You too, man. On his way to the dance floor, my brother Blaze. Whew, man. The night is shaping up just right. Amen. Are we ready to see who's next? Ready?
I can't wait.
On the mic?
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Bruh.
Who?
Bruh.
Who? Who?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe we've got Mojave.
You lying. You lying.
What up, bro?
We ain't got a lot of tickets.
What up, bro?
Welcome to the Get
What's
Down
on,
Philly's Fast Out.
Happy New Year, cuzzo. Welcome to the Get
What's
Down.
What's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening,
It's good
bro?
To hear you, dog.
Always good to be heard, dog.
Yes, sir, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, listen. You've been to Philly a couple of times. Did you hear that piece that Danielle put out there, La Perla Negra, and all the Philly joints that she spit out?
I did not. I missed it. I missed it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you remember the Greek picnic?
Yes. I did go to the Greek picnic.
I know you did. We'll have that conversation later. However, if you remember the Greek picnic, Cuzzo, you got to read her piece. You got to read her piece. You will know what I'm talking about when you read her piece. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, bro.
But
yes, sir.
You know, yes, Ben sir. And I happen to be in Philly enjoying the sights and sounds and some cheesesteaks and some double-decker burgers. And you happen to come on the mic. So is it my turn, Ben, or yours?
It's your turn, bro.
Cool. So, Cuzzo. We on this whole Philly vibe, and I know you know a thing or two about vibe. And since we know who we talking to when it comes to powerful pens and penmanship and poetry, we're going to particularly point in another direction. Let you stand in front of this crowd and let you go ahead and get on down the way you do, Mojave style.
Come on. So can I just make one confession, gentlemen?
You can make any confession you want.
Confession, just one confession. Can I play my own Philly Jazz?
Who's going to say no to that?
Who's going to say no?
All right, I'm going to try to do it some justice. You know, because I've been putting the brother on the spot. We're going to try to work it out. We're going to see what happens. All right? So we're going to test this out. All right, y'all ready?
Go ahead and get on down, bro.
Y'all here?
Turn it up a little bit.
Turn it up.
Y'all can hear it, right? A little bit louder?
No, I hear you.
I hear you.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Can y'all hear now?
That's better.
Hold on. Man, listen. It ain't never an issue of who I represent. I am the seventh of the seventh born, but the seventh in the 70s, last born, first of many. Soul bearer, skin represents white terror, though I have a face, you never knew my name. My name is X. Between two spirits named James and Noreen, one in a million birth canal cream, I made the journey. I am the we are, the whisper, shout, yell, decibels, obliterating, irate, bum drums, stuck in rap songs with MC Hammer's greatest hits. I be talking shit. Just saying how it is. Poetry be my biz, more known as my woman, but occasionally she pissed me as a hoe, but that's all right, though. She be reeling in an eviction notice, put that ass out. Now back to my greater matterplex, we the battles of generations bend until next. We be zoot suits, jive, and bebops, nukes, lock heads, ball heads, hip-hop,
We speak these heartbreaks over jungle rhythms. We speak these jazz beats over celestial hymns. My stanza's got 20-inch rims. My pentameter rocks Tim. These poems are 40 bold before Jack Frost blow. Rebirths of cool. I double dutch with the sun. I play patty cake with Jesus, touching my infinite sums, collecting my Osiris pieces. My mother be love, my father be life, my sister be the earth blues, and eternity spirit be my wife. And I dance these dances. I dance these dances. I funk eternal with the moon. I jitterbug with pulsars, elbow Mars to give me room to dance my verbal analogies to the mental breeze. So if he catch my drift, I believe I'm floating within this gold black skin. I am platinum, never going tin. See, I be the old pain of back, spared no rod. The understanding that love is be like God, and the love is become God, because we be preacher sweat. We be a crouched Muslim set. We be four seasons, we be conflict and reason, we be the hopscotch of Kemet, Nubia, Africa, East, South, and West, newly formed like eggs in a nest. We be the thought and our father's forehead, we be like yeast in the rising of bread. We be solar wind and rise into galactic sails, Molotov in the cocktails. We are the antiquity's youth, we be fearless truth, we be what it is, we be what it was. We be what it is now, and then we be forever. We be forever. And I'm just saying how it is. Poem.
Yo,
we be forever.
Yo.
We be forever.
Whew.
Make elbow room amongst the stars, because the Milky Way is pouring out dance steps that sound like hypnotic rhythms in Nubian languages as spoken in different planets. I'm not messing with you. I'm not messing with you.
Bruh.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Happy.
What say you, Van Meadow?
Bruh, this was so freaking dope. This was so smooth. And he recognized that he was on a stage, Jay, because he started spitting like the poets be spitting. You give me life. You give me life. Bruh. Hey, man. Phenomenal, bro. Phenomenal.
I'll try.
He's so cavalier about it. I try. Hey, man, it's
right.
Just a little bit of dust on my shoulders, baby. That's all it is. I try.
Right. Yeah, baby, just a little bit, man. You know, I give all the cats, you know, just my cool grooves, man. Just, you know, I just go spit these words over this mic real quick, man. It's just, I'm just going to try.
Hilarious.
Yeah, we talking about you.
Yeah, we're talking about you. We're talking about you.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know it. Mm-hmm. You know it. You know what it is. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't be doing nothing.
Yeah,
right.
I want to not be doing something. I want to not be doing something. Yeah, I want to not be doing something.
I'm just saying.
Right.
No, listen, Mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm just saying.
What happened was
what happened was that's what's great. What happened was, nah, man, you know what you did. You know what you did. But brother, we're gonna get you an over down dance floor. Yeah, you, man. Yeah, you.
Couldn't be. Then who?
Right. But we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, good brother. the DJ is cranking out some of that Philly jazz, man. He's been doing it all night, man, and it's just phenomenal. So you're going to go over there and fit right on in with the rest of the crew and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Harvey, 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 Harvey. One love, one mic, bro. Take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Man, y'all are killing it tonight. I can't even lie, y'all killing it tonight. J-Rob.
Something
are
else,
ready?
Man. Something else.
Are
I'm
you
so
ready?
So ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic, we have caller number 10, a.k.a. Just J. J-Rob, tell him what he's won.
You have won an entire bag of nothing. Congratulations,
oh,
sir.
Man.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And
thank
this
you.
Time, no, move the curtain, sweetheart, and it comes in green.
Oh, man. That goes
but
on. That's I'm going to
move
my Crown Royal sex.
There you go. But in all honesty, bro, as caller number 10, since we happen to be in Philly, spitting this jazz.
Oh, y'all spitting live and direct from
Raw
Philly.
Links. Live and direct from Philly, baby. Me and my my co-pilot brother, and you have won a bracelet from Raw Links in honor of the fact
Sweet.
That we are in Philly doing this. This is a gift to you from Van, myself, and the CEO, Arthur Larry.
Oh, wow.
Banks.
Man, I've been seeing his Raw Links on Facebook, man. Dude is really getting crafty and innovative with him, man.
Well, now you're about to be part of that innovation, brother.
Yes, sir.
I love
bro.
Innovation.
You're about to be part
yes,
of that
sir.
Innovation.
Yes, sir.
So,
what y'all been doing tonight? How y'all been harassing the people?
All we do is harass people, brother. That's why you're here.
All night long, bro.
Hence why you won.
Why you here?
All
why you
right.
press one? Why you jumped up in a queue so you can be harassed?
That's the whole reason of jumping in the queue.
Right.
Oh,
you see how that worked? You see how that worked?
Yeah. Y'all pretty crafty with that one right there.
It's what we do.
Well, yeah. Yeah, y'all good at it too.
Listen here, good brother. In the spirit of Philly jazz. We're going to cue up the jazz music, and we're going to let you grab the mic, and let you go ahead and get on down. So, brother, Just J, grab that mic, man, and get on down.
All right. Ooh. Oh, shit. Flavoring, yeah. Last night, my pen and pad got lost. I heard reports about it from the boulevard to the ass in the streets. Warning posters carried the cost. My Uber army was slow of its whereabouts. I'm waiting for the perfect time. But then, damn, pad and pen forced my head again. It was way out of bounds, so I had to release the hound. Acting like a hired gun, I got people for that. That damn pad and pen that was representative of the crown. And now so does the whole town. The corner of the notebook said Just J. Now I'm being hounded by implications all day. It's not even a question. Everybody say I did it. Fans and critics, even the blind say they seen it. Zero chance of me getting that benefit, just the biz. Like I did this. Damn that pad and pen. Then frame me again.
That's it,
man. I didn't come in prepared at all, man. Actually, I've been did a lot of poetry all this week, and I feel a certain way, man.
So you gave me and Van the crumbs, you gave everybody else the full recipe, and me and Van get the crumbs. That's what you're saying? It's cool. I mean, I'll take crumbs because at least we get the chance to eat. At least we get to eat. But just let us know we're getting the crumbs of all this talent. Just let us know we're getting the crumbs.
Can I do another piece then?
You gotta talk to Van. You got to. I'm going away. You gotta talk to Van. You gotta talk to Van. I'm walking. Yo, Quest. No. He's good though. Hold on. Talk to Van. I'm gonna talk to Quest. No. Hold on.
Van, how about it, man?
Just Jay. I'm a little disappointed.
I am too, man. I felt it.
I'm a little disappointed. But you my bro, but what you spit was good. You just left us cliffhanging though. As a matter of fact, the band done stopped playing. They looking at you sideways.
I know. I felt it too. The minute that I had started doing it, and you know what, man, it is a such thing as that. It is where you can actually feel how your piece is landing, man.
Yeah, so I felt that piece fall flat. So we want you to go ahead and restart, and let the band say to let you restart. So go ahead, we're gonna cue up the music. The band says, "Y'all ready? Y'all ready? All right."
All right. A poet should be whatever their oratory and imagination can handle them be. Even if blind, he should be able to define what he or she is seeing, whether or not it exists within the boundaries of space and time. Put your metaphors on a make grocery list and boldly go like this, where none has gone before, even if it's just to buy a dish of pure deliciousness. Even if you can't speak, you should be able to screech in a low, soft undertone that disorients and shatters bones. That's the power of one's poem. A poet should be able to pour molten metal into a goblet or a cup and, like a refreshing beverage, drink it up. And if a drop spills on a poet's shirt, for the sake of continuity, it burns up. Whoosh. A poet should be agile, even when reading can lead to recitation. In a moment's notice, notice the asterisk at the end of the quips. Quick as a whip, I just shot from the hip like Nestle flipped when dipped and dried and sold for five. A sweet transaction right before your eyes. Sweet like sweet potato pies or dirt, which nowadays does hurt. Poets, do what works, blood and sweat your shirt. And let your pens, torches, scorch from off of the porch. Poem.
There you go. The Philly Jones.
Okay, man, you redeemed yourself.
The Philly Jones
you
in the club yourself. Looking. The band said, yeah.
I needed y'all tonight.
That's what we're doing tonight. That's all right.
You know what, man? I should have got in here earlier, man, to go ahead and vibe with y'all, man, because I know that y'all going to go ahead and do it a certain way every time just because of the chemistry.
You know it, bro. We appreciate you for coming through, you know, getting us right. And congratulations on winning that Raw Link from Epiphany Radio.
Real talk, kid. Real talk, kid. Hit me back channel so I know where to send this to.
All right. I definitely will, J-Rob, man. I appreciate y'all, what y'all do, man. And I know that may sound like a cliche, man, but, you know, to have the stamina to do what y'all do is something different. It's cool to call in or what may have you, but week in and week out to go ahead and do what y'all do, man, it takes a special type of cat, man. And I'm glad I came here because y'all gave me a recharge and a boost, man, and a kick. And you know, sometimes I need a kick to get it moving.
Hey, bro.
Absolutely, good brother. We appreciate you,
man. We weren't brothers if we couldn't do that to each other, man.
I know. Absolutely.
All right, broski, get on over there. Get some of that jazz dancing in from Philly. One love, one mic.
Y'all be easy. I appreciate y'all.
You too, big bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was just Jay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you hear the sound of my voice, it is now 10:55. You got 5 minutes if you're listening in online. Call in 319-527-6300. You must call in before the 11 o'clock hour. Otherwise, you'll get cut off, and you won't be able to get in to hear the remainder of the show. So, next up, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Metaphoria.
What's going down, you good people? I ain't going to cuss tonight.
Dave, Mr. Metaphoria. First and foremost, brother, happy new year and welcome to the Get Down.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, thank you for stopping by while we on the
ride. Yeah, you know, hey, come message out, you know, shit. Okay, that went shit. So I said I wasn't going to cuss the fuck it. How you motherfuckers doing?
He can't hold it. He's like, I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to. God damn it, I might as well just finish.
You know.
Hey.
Yeah, can we cut that shit off in the background while I'm here? I don't need that shit.
It's always one in the crowd. I'm sorry. He's number two.
Yeah.
He's number two, Jay. Because Mojave did
DJ D-Rick, cut the beat.
Right.
Shit.
Oh, shucks, y'all. Hold on. DJ D-Rick, stop the beat. Stop the beat. He fitting to go ham.
I ain't going to ham, man. I just wrote this shit when I called into the show. I was like, fuck, I don't know nothing about jazz. I got to come up with something, though, because J-Rob will be talking shit, you know, like he do. But I'm going to be nice, because I don't want to get banned from the show again. Still ain't forgot that. It's a scar right here. But it's okay.
He never got banned. He was disrespectful.
Yeah, you know.
He talked about my mother. It was all right. I didn't say nothing. I didn't do nothing to the man.
Yeah, just
talked about.
I've been hearing some cool shit. Just Jay, don't you call in with them 13 words no more goddamn time. Motherfucker, write something. Shit, you call in with that short ass shit. How about but it ain't finished. No shit. You know.
Thank
it's
you.
Okay, just saying. he came in with a jazzy haiku and
your brother to the mic. Right, a jazzy haiku. I like that.
Yeah. Four lines. There was a poet. There was music. They were together. In peace. That's what your man did.
Yeah, they did.
But dig it.
He didn't even repeat. The nigga just stopped talking. He just stopped talking.
He just walked away from the microphone. We're like, they get it.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Mr. Metaphoria. Tonight, we're taking a phrase out of your name, Metaphor. And metaphorically, we are in Philly playing with some historical jazz poetry. And while I know jazz is not your thing, I appreciate you giving it a shot because you're a real poet and a real creative writer. And I know poetry ain't your thing like that, brother, but you're here on the Get Down tonight, blessing us with your talent and your skills. So Van and I are going to take a couple of steps to the left and leave you in front of that mic like you do when you're killing it with that comedy that you do. And we want you to go on and get on down, brother.
Hopefully y'all like this shit. It's called A Jazzy Love Affair. She was so smooth, I called her jazz. It wasn't just her hips and ass, but her essence as a whole. Complete excellence. Nothing measured in half because she was built as a total embodiment of all that is beautiful. Saxophones cried out notes begging to be forever in her presence as trumpets were in competition to do just the same. She was the pleasure as well as the pain and the melody. Hell, she was so fine it should have been a felony just the way she would glide across the floor. She could never be ignored. I called her jazz. Jazz called out to her and she would just smile a smile that was so bright it could replace death with light. Bring out the day and night as the sun and moon would fight over whose shine she would stand in. All I could think was if this world were mine, I would never gift it to her, for she deserves so much more than the shitstorm that is Earth. I spoke to her only one time. It was a quarter beyond nine, and I felt 75 cents short of a dollar of conversation, but I knew I could at least utter a salutation that would open the floodgates of response. As my lips began to part, a raging rhythm began in my heart, and the only sound that came from me was scat. And I never knew I could speak that. It was so intricately composed, I can't even repeat it, but repetition wasn't needed as she understood every stuttering statement I made. And in reply, she simply said something that made the blood rush from my head to my third leg as she looked me deeply in the eyes and uttered. It comes in many forms, but it seemed the norm is melancholy chords that make you remember moments that were colder than December. And so cold was she. For upon the following morning, I awakened yawning, hoping for her face to see. But she abandoned me. Never again did I lay eyes upon the beautiful prize that was she. All I have now is melodies and memories of a jazzy love affair. In peace.
That line between the moon and the sun, that's my joint right there. That is my line.
That. Appreciate that.
That's my line.
That's I had to try to come up with something to come fuck with y'all with. I didn't want to just break the cycle and not even at least mention jazz. I don't listen to the shit. Like, I need some motherfucking words when I'm listening to music. You know, just trumpets and all that shit. I'll be like, tell me something, goddammit. But, you know, it's cool. Takes a lot of wind to play that shit.
It really does?
That has some strong jaws, too. I want me a female jazz player, because if she got jaws strong enough to blow a trumpet or some shit, woo, I could just imagine. Won't it do it?
She could fry an egg, right?
Yeah, she could blow that horn. She could blow this. Never mind.
All right. Dave. All right. Listen. That was a great piece from a creative writer / poet.
Yes.
I appreciate you for coming up with something on the fly, as you so eloquently do.
Off the top of his head.
Yeah. Yeah. Great work.
I appreciate that. And just, Jay, you know I'm just fucking with you. You know, there's probably some people back there listening going to get sensitive and shit. Why is he talking about Jared? Man, fuck y'all. I talk about Jared all the time. Hell, you know, shit, that's to be the newest jazz song. Kiss My Entire Ass if you don't like it. That is not supported by Epiphany Radio nor the Get Down. That is strictly from me. But, yeah, it's fun coming through here to fuck with y'all tonight. I ain't going to burn up too much time. I know y'all got more callers. Ain't no football tonight, so I'll listen for a little while longer. But this weekend, I ain't doing shit. It's football all weekend.
All weekend.
Well, get down
all right, brother.
Until next Thursday, so you're good.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all be easy.
You too, brother.
Right,
and
Dave.
That piece, yo,
it's a metaphor,
Dave,
yeah.
Post that piece in the event page, please.
Okay, I'll try.
My man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Metaphoria on his way to the Get Down dance floor after coming through blazing with that piece. Next up, J-Rob. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if you still hear the sound of my voice, congratulations. You've made it into the overtime hour of the show. Those that were listening in online, didn't call in, they got cut off. But let's continue. Next up on the mic, we got Kelly Connor. Hey, how you doing, honey?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey,
good.
Kelly.
How are you?
I am doing well, thank you.
Awesome.
Welcome
good
to the Get Down.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
We are glad
to
have you. and may I also say Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. It's been a while. So, yes.
Now,
I don't have a title.
That's okay. But have you enjoyed this trip through Philadelphia jazz with me and Van?
I sure have. I really
Excellent.
Have. It's been a wonderful
good,
show.
Good.
So.
We're glad to have you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, my piece is untitled, but here goes. All right.
Go ahead and get on down.
Okay. The way jazz moves through my veins like a fine liquor. My temples massaging themselves as I can't help but be tipsy. Notes that send chills down my spine for miles. Why don't we just stay in bed all day and let the music rotate on continue? Our love making on the menu, because you can't tell me jazz doesn't make you feel a little something in every single note of your body. Jazz infusion, intimate inclusion, what a sexy vibe. So baby, let's stay inside and let the music play all night. In peace.
That piece is called Let the Music Play, Van. Let the music play. And all you're hearing in the background is the trumpets. Let the music play. And you hearing them trumpets tell you exactly what she's thinking. Kelly, this piece was outstanding.
This piece
was outstanding. Thank you. I know it was pretty short, but...
Let the jazz play and let
it was good
inside. Ooh.
Yeah, that part right there, man.
Listen, we could definitely stay inside. Hey, Alexa, cue up the jazz.
Play some more of that John Coltrane.
Yes, indeed. I love this piece. Love this piece. Dynamic.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like that a lot.
It get a little hot in here, Jay. It get a little hot in here.
Just a tinge.
But when they open the door, it's going to get right back to being cold again. And then Kelly's going to hit that mic again and give us something else to fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely
all
be
right,
calling
darling.
Back in the show. Thank you so much, guys.
Please do.
Hey, Kelly, before you leave. Hold on, man. We got to tell us something. Kelly, before you leave. Next week, we're going to be in Baltimore doing Baltimore jazz. So if you can bring something else like what you just brought, oh, we'd love to have you.
All right. Okay, I will do that.
Looking
absolutely.
Forward to it.
All
as
right.
You were saying,
now get on over there to that dance floor. Have yourself a
all
good
right.
time to that jazz. Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
Kelly Connor coming through. One love, one mic, darling.
All right. Bye.
Man. J-Rob, are you ready for this next poet? Are you ready? Because I sure am.
Come on,
ooh,
man.
Sure
come on, man. Stop. You're getting me hyped. Who are we talking about?
We talking about Chi-Town Freestylers, also known as Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
You kidding.
Welcome to Get Down. No, in the flesh.
Happy Thursday or Friday Eve, gentlemen. How
happy
are
Friday
you?
Friday Eve. Doing wonderful.
Well,
how you doing?
Hello there.
I'm so happy to be here. I don't even have the words, like literally.
Man, we have
you realize. You realize it's been almost a month and a half since we've heard
oh,
your
yeah.
voice on the Get Down.
I was very, very busy, and then I was very, very sick. And then my bounce back game is, you know, Gina
as
Stone.
Long as you are all right and you are
yeah,
here, it's all good. And you know on the Get Down, when it's all good, it's all right.
All good.
Look, I'm so good that y'all are my second mic of the night, and I haven't been on a mic since maybe the week after Thanksgiving. So yeah, I'm out here trying to make a comeback. I know I didn't think anybody missed me, but I feel real good about being here tonight.
Hey, babe, don't you ever think don't nobody miss you?
Oh, there's so many poets out here. You know what I'm saying? Like we blend.
Babe,
there's many of us.
There's thousands of poets. That's true, but there's only one Get Down.
That's true. I came to get
down.
I'm serious.
Come on now. So if you hear me and Ben talking about we missed you, we ain't them other poets. We telling the truth now.
I'm knowing. Oh, yeah, this is a game changer right here. Y'all have to understand something. Like, there have been nights when even if I hosted another show, and I did it. I hosted another show, another network. And then I went to somebody else's mic, and then I hit this mic. So sometimes y'all would be my third. And then I would leave here, and back when there was Whoop Hour, sometimes I would have a fourth. And
oh, yeah.
I would do sometimes five mics in one night. So this
Thursday
is
night is a hot night, baby.
Absolutely. And I was
night.
Listening for as long as I could. Like, I came in late, and I didn't raise my hand. I think OJ left that snippet.
That's what he did. There you go.
That's
there you go,
did.
A snippet.
I think that's when I raised my hand. I was like, ooh, that wasn't no nuff. Let me raise my hand. Yeah, that was ignorant. But I get it. He wasn't trying to do too much. Sometimes you have to just leave
that's
a sample and leave him hungry for
just
more. So maybe that's what he was
yeah,
doing.
That's
I don't know. But
that's
I love,
he was
I love the poetry, and I love the jazz, and I love the atmosphere, and I love the host. I love Tiffany, and I love poetry. And I love y'all.
We love you, too.
C22.
We love you, too.
We love you, too.
We do.
Thank you.
So.
It's on you, man.
Are you ready? Are you ready to represent Chi-Town with this Philly jazz? Are you ready?
You know, when I started hearing the jazz and y'all were describing it as Philly jazz, and I was thinking, oh, I didn't even know that Philly jazz was my jazz. I grew up on the blues. My parents are Chicagoans via Alabama, so the blues and house music, pretty much what I grew up on. But jazz speaks to me as a person. It has nothing to do with geography. Oh,
I know that's right.
I'm gonna make it jazzy for you because that's the mode, and that's what I'm gonna do.
Ooh, J. Rob, she said I'm gonna make it jazzy for you. Well, we're gonna let you go ahead and do what it do, baby. Go ahead and get on down.
So you know what I'm going to do. title of my freestyle tonight, All That Jazz. I was thinking to myself, what exactly am I going to do this evening? Because I heard so much poetry that I know sometimes based on the cover, looks can be deceiving. I was thinking about the poetry that I heard this evening from Mr. Metaforia, as a matter of fact, because David might not have been friends for quite some time. But every now and then, he'll come on the mic and he'll do something that's just so right. And I love the poetry of poets who came on before me, and they were giving me that same vibe that was letting me know that it was all right, and I was glad that I came back on this night. I love Thursday. Y'all know I call it Friday Eve, and I came out here so I could fill your ears with a little bit of me. I just want to leave a little, you know, storm in the atmosphere so that you remember that even when the sun is shining and the weather is warm, it's still winter in the Midwest. So here up in Chicagoland, I'll be honest with you, temperatures have already been disrespectful. I hate winter in a way that I can't even say, and my birthday was in December. This December de 23, as a matter of fact. Yeah, 2 days before Christmas, people always think there's some kind of tragedy, but it's not because I'm me. I would say that I've been spoiled, but I don't feel that way. I'm not right, and I'm actually very ripe, and I'm ready for the picking, so to speak. I came out this evening so that I could bless the mic with this voice of mine and let you know that I was missing all of you the same way that you were missing me, too, and I didn't even think it was a thing that you could do, because like J-Rob said previously, there's thousands of poets. We are all individuals, and our voices and our lyrics are a necessity and not an option, so I came out here to do something like I always do when I bless mics in this way. I wanted to give it to you soft and slow and sexy. I wanted to break it down so that you could hear each word as I enunciate. I was listening to all of the different instruments while the jazz was played, and I said, yeah, I gotta give you something special this evening on All That Jazz, so you could feel like it encapsulated how the vibe was making me feel this evening. So here I am with my freshly done pedicure feet propped up so that I can see the light shine on the polish and it glistens back at me. That was part of my self-care that I started last year and I brought into this new year. I'm so happy to be here. The atmosphere, the music, the vibe, the host,
tonight. Yeah, I love Friday Eve, and I had to bring all that jazz tonight. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to, and I made it in before the deadline, and overtime came into play. So I wanted to come here, and I just say Happy New Year to all of the poets who are listening, all of those before and who will come after me. Be blessed and enjoy and appreciate every single day. And Gina Storm, thank you for indulging me. That's my piece.
Ooh, Jeff. Actually, you indulged us. So
that
thank
part.
You. So thank you. And
absolutely.
This was hard fought for, I'm telling you. Like, if you would have heard, like, when I lose my voice, it's really unattractive. Like, it sounds awful. You want me not
you ain't
to
never,
talk. Ooh, say less. Text me.
You ain't never been a guy listening to a woman with a raspy voice, girl.
It wasn't raspy, baby. It was trash. Trust me. It sounded like a garbage disposal. I'm like, what is that?
You ain't never been a man listening to a woman with a raspy voice.
I'm gonna
in your
you
next
have
life,
that, John. I'm going to leave it alone.
In your next life, you're going to be a dude and you're going to hear a woman with a raspy voice and be like, that's what Dan and John was talking about.
That's my mating call.
Hey.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know, J-Rab. I don't know if you heard it, but there was a moment where the band just like stopped playing. Right at
that
the moment
part,
when
I
she started
part.
Talking about a certain thing, and
yes.
I was like, "Ooh, y'all!" I was like, "Wait, y'all caught that too?" I thought I was the only one that caught that. Right? It was just like, "Wait," I felt like Kevin Hart. Wait a minute!
I wasn't ready either.
Man, listen, this was good. I'm gonna have to listen to the playback. I'm definitely
well, me
gonna have to
too.
To the
I'm
playback.
Ready for the archives. I'm telling you because I don't know like. Like I said, because I didn't write it, I don't know what I said. So I always say, well, I said what I said. Now listen to the playback. I have to. This is one that I cannot not listen to.
Exactly.
I dug this.
Exactly.
I dig y'all. I love this. I've had a spectacular 13 days into the new year. Even being sick is still a blessing. You know why? Because I didn't die. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah, I was
that
sick as hell, but I didn't die.
Oh, yeah.
I was sick as hell, but I didn't have COVID. I was sick as hell, but I didn't go to the hospital. I was sick as hell, but I didn't have to go stay with my mama because I can't stay by myself. Oh, I had too many blessings to not feel like I should be happy for all 13 days of this new year. So I'm glad that I was here with y'all. I love this. This has been so awesome for me. I feel like the greatest comeback is to just bounce back. You know, sorry I've been absent. Glad to be here. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Glad to have you back.
Mm-hmm.
One love, one mic, my brothers. I love y'all.
Love
one
you
love,
too.
One
mic,
we love you more.
Good
night. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm on her way over to the Get Down dance floor. Man. Whew. What a show. What a show.
Listen, I'm still high off of what David Mott and Mojave was spitting.
Yeah.
I'm still high from what Danielle came through was spitting.
Yeah.
I'm still high from what Coach brought to the table and what Blaze gave us. And I'm really high on what you brought to the table tonight, Van Meadows.
Oh, man, we're not going to discredit what you brought to the table now. Come on, man. Don't play now.
I'm just saying. I'm a humble servant to the poetry god.
This was a dynamite show, man. All the poets, man.
Extreme.
Amazing Ink, Blaze, you know, Kelly. Oh, man, you guys came through and just spit some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just came through, man. You just came through and spit some stuff, man. But let me give you an epiphany rundown for the rest of the week and into next week so y'all can know what is going on. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night with Renaissance Poetry. with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be the return of Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. Topic will be announced tomorrow with your host, yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Perola Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be one of my hobby shows. He's got so many, maybe Hidden, Fly Speak, maybe it's Fly Speak, but make sure y'all tune in. Wednesday night is going to be the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perola Negra. And we'll be right back here next Thursday for another edition of the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, as we journey down into some grimy, gritty Baltimore jazz.
Listen, y'all, if y'all enjoyed tonight's rundown and music, and please visit the event page. We got some Coltrane, we got some Charlie Parker, some Thelonious Monk, we got a whole heap and load of Philly jazz. Wait till y'all hear the music we're going to play while we're in Baltimore. And it's got to be dope, because you know what? Poetic is from Baltimore, so we got to do him right.
Born and raised, y'all.
He has the Spitfire Foundation.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all got to come in Spitfire with that
jazz. You got to come Spitfire. You got to come Spitfire. All I'm going to tell you is I know I'm going to be spitting fire. You ain't heard nothing. Yeah, we coming through my hometown where I live.
Ooh-wee.
Talk about some Baltimore jazz.
Wee.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it. Last words, we're going to start with my good brother, J. Rob the Wise.
Second show of the year, Van. What a way to start 2022. We kept this going during the pandemic, man, and we helped a lot of people. And while this new surge is coming in whatever fashion it's going to be here, you and I are still here for our listening audience. And I want to thank every single one of you poets that came through. I know some of you got some other challenges. You're going through things with your family and your friends, personal, but you didn't see it to be too much trouble to stop by to Get Down. And if this is your safe haven for a couple of hours, then allow the spirits of poets before us join us like family and enjoy a couple of hours and think of something else and come listen to some really incredible poets like the David Motts of the world, or the Mojaves of the world, and the Karen Conyers of the world, and the La Perla Negras of the world. Y'all were phenomenal, fantastic, and Van, I can't wait to do this again with you from Baltimore next week, brother. Salute to you, King.
Salute to you too, King. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my brother right there, J. Rob, the Wise Son. Y'all have no idea how close me and this brother is. I couldn't ask for a better brother. You're closer to me than my real brothers. Let that sink in. But let me first start by saying Epiphany Radio thanks you, the listeners, the callers, the poets. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we're appreciative that you come through night after night, week after week, for 2 to 3 hours on a clip sometimes to just hang out and do poetry. I mean, this is your show. We just facilitate. So we're humbled and we're honored that you choose to hang out with us. So we thank you for that. Shout out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. As I say all the time, drop him a link, just say hi, and thank you for the platform. Thank you goes a long way. Hey, get you some raw links while you at it. Congratulations to Amelia Davis and Jess J for winning raw links from Epiphany Radio, from J. Rob and myself and the CEO. Hey, since we are in Philly, you know, maybe next week, you know, I'm Spitfire Foundation just might have some T-shirts. I'm just saying. You know, I might have a book or two just laying around to bless somebody with. You never know what you might get on a get down.
You never know.
But please make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's show is the only show that starts at 10 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock Eastern time. Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric Dynamite Show. Make sure you tune in. And let's do it all again next week with the third show of the new year. Let's get it, you know. Let's get some Baltimore jazz. You know, Jay, I'm thinking, you know, one night we might have to do, Gina was here, we might have to do a step show, you know, talk about some Chicago step.
We might
have to bring that in, some Chicago steps. Mm. That we might have to bring that in because that's a Chicago staple or some, you know, something we're tied in. We'll talk about it. But
we'll talk about it.
Absolutely. We love you. One love, one mic, and always remember to take your socks off, baby.
Peace.
Peace.